Your best bet for sport is racingdiary.co.uk. World Cup Betting Podcast with Carl Harris.
Hi, this is Carl Harris from The Racing Diary, and we're previewing the second semi-final Wednesday, 7:30, live on BBC One, Germany against Spain. Now, this promises to be a fantastic game, but looking at the odds, Spain are as low as 6-4 to win in 90 minutes, best price 2.71, and the draw 3.35, and Germany nearly 2-1, 2.96 to win this game in the 90 minutes, and I think that is a fantastic price. Despite being European champions, Spain have never won the World Cup, and Germany have reached 11 semi-finals in 50 years. They have a superb World Cup pedigree. Well, despite the odds, I think it's Germany who will come out on top here. Fabulous odds to go through of even money, and if we look at the tournament statistics, we will see that Germany have scored 13 goals so far, and that's come from 28 shots on target, a clinical finishing rate of 46%. The Spanish, on the other hand, have scored just 6 goals from 26 shots on target, low scoring, and they've relied heavily on David Villa, who is the leading goal scorer at the World Cup with 5 goals, and for Germany it's Miroslav Klose. He has 14 goals to his name and needs just one more to break the all-time world record that he jointly holds with Gerd Müller. You can get 11-4 with Stan James that he breaks that record, and he needs just one more goal, remember, in either the semi-final or the final to take that record, and I think that is a great bet, I have to say. In terms of key players, it's Bastian Schweinsteiger for Germany, and I think that the Germans need to mark David Villa out of the game. If Fernando Torres starts, well, he's been nothing more than a spectator, and I think that that is the key to mark David Villa out of the game, and for me, the Germans will prevail. I like a good bet here, and it is Germany to go through at even money. I think they are a good thing, and I think they'll go on and win the World Cup. You can get bigger than 2-1 on them to win the World Cup right now. But in this semi-final, I think it will be Germany who come out on top. Not necessarily in 90 minutes, but if it does go to extra time or penalties, I still fancy the Germans.
This is RacingDiary.co.uk.